Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. It's the wake up call.
So when it comes to texting or calling, what would you rather do as a preferred method of communication? You can call or text us right now, 916-909-1065. But this is going to shock you. At least it shocked me. According to new data, the preferred method of communication in this country is not texting. 55% of people would rather get a phone call.
How many people?
55% of people would rather get a phone call than a text message.
That is mental illness.
Especially if it's for more meaningful conversations.
No.
I have said that many times. If you've got something important to tell me and you're trying to do it over text message, I'm not going to entertain the conversation.
But what is serious? Like, how serious are we talking?
Are we in a fight? Do we have a disagreement?
If we're in a fight, I definitely want to be texting you.
I don't.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I want. Because I can't read your tone.
Yeah, but for me, I am... spontaneous isn't the word. What is it?
Impulsive. what's the bad version of spontaneous?
And so when I'm texting, it gives me the opportunity to like sit for a second.
Right. Yeah.
And collect my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but I just feel like it's just better to sit and have a conversation, you know?
Also, especially if it's a fight, I raise my voice even if I'm not mad, if I'm fighting with somebody or having even just a disagreement.
Right.
And my voice gets louder and louder and louder. So it starts sounding. It's like you can't tell my tone in real life. You know what I mean?
I get that. I'm like, I feel like I'm the opposite where people like look at my words and they like take a bad tone with my words when I didn't mean a bad tone.
Yeah.
Kevin, where do you stand on this? Would you rather text or talk?
I rather text than talk.
Yeah. You'd rather text. Yeah. What about for meaningful conversations? Does that change it?
You call me for that one.
Okay.
So like if you're having a baby, call me.
Okay.
All right.
Life-changing stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the other thing. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Not good at talking on the phone. Not good at it.
That's shocking.
Why?
You're very good at talking. Okay, fine. If we're going to have this, then what are some rules? And let's set up some rules for texting and talking. Because if you're just joining us, a majority of Americans still would rather get a phone call than a text message.
Okay. Here are some rules.
Okay.
Number one.
Yes.
If you're calling me.
Yep.
Know when to wrap it up. If you're right. calling me and then we talk and you just sit on the phone and nobody's saying anything.
Yeah.
Then it's time for you to go.
If I hit you with all right.
Yeah.
You get two. And then I get to hang up on you.
Okay.
All right. Here's a, I'm going to go with a rule. Then you go back. Okay. Do not call me if you are within 5 minutes of coming home or from seeing me.
Okay.
My wife does this all the time where she will call me and she'll be talking to me. And then like not even a minute, maybe two into the conversation, I'll hear the garage door open. And I'm like, what are you? Is that you? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, you open the garage door and you're coming home. Yeah. Why? Why'd you call me? You could have just talked to me. I'm hanging up.
Okay. My rule is also there needs to be some sort of pattern to how we're talking, okay? Like, because I can't see you.
Right.
So I don't know if you're about to talk. So then two people start talking at the same time. So it needs to be like, you go, I go.
You mean like,
you go, what? I go.
But that's how conversations work.
Right.
Now I go. Okay, but in
you
person...
Have to be, you, wait, you have to be able to see in order to have what we have all decided is a conversation in society?
You go, I go.
I just went.
Yeah, now I go.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So if you become, God forbid, blind...
I'm screwed.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to put my hands on your face. Okay, then I'll be like, okay, I go.
Okay, that's an interesting one, but sure, we'll put that on the rules list. How about this one? Okay. I think you'll agree with this one.
Okay.
Don't call me unless you got something to say. If you're calling me and all you're doing is like, hi.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up on you.
Yes. Yeah. Or don't call me if you have nothing to say, you're expecting me to talk.
Right. Even if I was in the middle of playing a game on my phone, if you're calling me for nothing, I'd rather play the game.
See, my best girlfriend is a pharmaceutical rep. And so she's in her car all the time. So she can't text as easily as I can.
Yeah.
So she calls me all the time and wants to chitty chat, but she forgets, and I know that that is because of her job.
Right, right.
But she forgets that my job is to talk for hours, so then I get a little talked out. And also the aforementioned, you go, I go.
Sure, yeah. Right. Because to get that talked out, Katie, really what she means is, I go, I go. I go, I go. I go. I go. I go? No, I go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.